60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, there's a lot of people who find it hard to fall asleep when bedtime rolls around. And there's all types of tricks that people use to try to get to sleep quicker. Some can count sheep. Others will watch relaxing ASMR videos. Mm. Rabbits eating lettuce.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Or you can always use my personal sleep aid. Just cry yourself to sleep. It works every time. But if you've tried all those methods and still nothing works, there's another option. There's a new song that claims it can lull people into a deep sleep in under 1 minute. The song is called Snored to Sleep.
Well, that's a very creative name.
And
wow.
It uses the soothing sounds of real people snoring combined with soft twinkling music to help you relax. Here's a clip from that song. I'm already feeling tired now. Probably shouldn't be playing a sleep aid song while everybody's driving to work right now, but whatever. What's the worst that could happen?
I could not keep a straight face while trying to fall asleep if I had to listen to this. Nobody wants to hear snoring.
Apparently, research has shown that listening to another person snore can actually trick your brain into thinking that you need to be asleep too.
Oh, really?
And then you'll fall asleep faster.
Because when my husband starts snoring, it just tricks my brain into being angry and wanting to suffocate him with a pillow.
If you want to download the Snore to Sleep song, it's available for purchase right now, or you can just sneak into your dad's bedroom and curl up next to him and listen to him snore. Whatever you want to do. Text in at 78592. You're going to download that. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Wow, Brooke. And then in quotes, it says mom of the year. And then in parentheses, it says sarcastic.
Just making sure you know the tone of that. All right, she's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Now that it's officially summer, people all over the country are going to be packing up their bags and traveling for a little vacation. But once you arrive, what kinds of activities do you typically like to do with your friends and family? Well, a recent survey asked Americans to share their favorite summer vacation activities. And some of the things that made the top five included swimming and water sports, visiting a park or a nature trail, and going to a museum. You just have to name the other two summer activities that made the top five.
I feel like you summed them all up. Hiking, swimming. Museum was kind of a shock to me.
One of my favorite things, coming from a person who doesn't like to be active at all, but I still like to lay on the beach or just go to the beach.
Well, I think that counts as
water
activities.
But if okay, never mind.
Yeah, because that's like boating would count as water activities.
Okay.
Like you're out on a boat.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, okay. Mm. So another thing that people like to do in the summer, I don't know if they do it on vacation is the only thing, is go see one of the movies.
Yeah, I thought that first, but then I feel like people would make fun of that. Like, you don't
go on vacation to see a movie,
but I've done that before.
I know people that have done that too. I think I've done it once too.
Yeah, I mean, you get together with everyone. It's like, let's go watch the big movie.
Right.
It makes sense.
So another thing, family vacations are filled with theme parks.
Mm.
Like, go to a theme park. Could be on there or see a roller coaster.
Or even a water park.
Right, any of the parks.
Kind of
that counts as a theme. The theme would be water. What else? What about just a simple, like, having a campfire, roasting some s'mores?
That's always fun. I haven't done that in a long time.
Does camping count as something that is a separate activity?
Yeah, camping's a different activity if you want to go with a bad choice.
Okay.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked Americans to share their favorite summer vacation activities, and some of the things that made the top five included swimming or water sports, visiting a park or a nature trail, and going to a museum. You just have to name the other two summer activities that made the top five, and hint, you guys have not mentioned either of the ones that are in the top two yet.
Okay, what about food? What if you just, like, I don't know.
Your favorite summer activity is food?
Eating, yes, Brooke.
I mean, I know we're fat in this country, but come on, man.
To think of the types of things when you go travel somewhere, what do you sign up to
you
do?
You have to go blank.
What do I do? Man. I just go hiking and swimming. That's all I do, Jeff.
I just like lay out and tan.
I don't even go to the museums. You sign up to be part of something.
Like a lesson?
What about a tour? You get a tour of something.
Hey, oh, yeah. Like, that's an idea.
Go see an old gold mine out in the mountains.
Look at that. That's an interesting option.
Tour. Okay, I'm going to pick tour as one of them because Jeff seemed kind when
tour.
I said it.
Oh, okay. And what's the other one?
Take a tour. And then when you go on vacation, you also check into a hotel.
Hey,
no, that's a bad
identity.
Answer. I saw his face.
We'll go with a different one for that.
You go to a sporting event.
That's a good one.
Final answer.
Not many sports in the summer, but fine. Sporting event.
It works. Baseball.
A recent survey found Americans' top five favorite summer vacation activities that people like to do whenever they travel. I already gave you water sports, visiting a park or outdoors, and going to a museum. You just had to name the other two that made the top five. Turns out number two is signing up for some kind of sightseeing tour.
There you go.
Got that one right.
All right.
And the number one activity that Americans love to do whenever they go on a summer vacation is to spend some time shopping for souvenirs and gifts that they can bring back home.
Of course.
Right. Got it wrong.
I finally stopped doing that. I'm like, we don't need any more junk.
So it's
all
hear.
Junk that you buy.
I buy stuff for your kids when I'm on vacation. Yeah.
Goes to Goodwill eventually.
Somebody wanted to hear Holy Grail by Justin Timberlake, so you sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.